Hello everybody, my name is Sébastien Grignard, and in this presentation I will tell you about the software I work on currently, Tracing. But first, let me introduce myself a bit. I have been working in the software industry since around 20 years, mainly as a software developer and architect in several companies. I have been a supporter of free software since my student days, and nowadays I'm working for a company named Algu, whose main goal is to prosper by editing free software. Our main product is Tracim, a collaboration tool which aims to be easy to use for any kind of public. First, I'll do a quick tour of Tracim principles and of its main features. Then I present its architecture, which is classical for a web application, a front-end part and a back-end part. Finally, I'll detail one of the key technical features of Tracim, its mechanism for server pushed updates. So first I'll present a little bit the features. All Tracim users must have an account, so the first user experience is to log in. When logged in, a user is shown the list of spaces he is a member of. Spaces are a set of users and can contain contents. Members of a space can interact by creating contents, which I'll detail later. Member access rights are simple roles, reader, contributor, whose scope is a space. Space contents can potentially have any type. The user interface can vary based on the content type, but it also displays some common parts. For example, all contents are versioned, so you can directly see their history of modifications. They also have an associated comment thread displayed together with the history. A special kind of content named news can be used to easily publish simple information and have a discussion about it. All modifications on contents are recorded and users are informed of the changes in the notification panel, which is available in the interface's header. A user mentioned system is present, which emphasizes a notification if it includes a mention. A summary of the last modifications